Shus, the Rosh Hashiva, the Rabbeim, the Talmidim. I was sitting today on the Rebbe van, and had a little bit of a sad moment. I took out my phone, I had to make a phone call, and that's what happens when your name is in the beginning of the alphabet. The very first name that I got to was Roger Adelson. Roger and I were very, very close, and now he's gone on to the next stage of his life. And I was just thinking about my relationship with Roger and all the other Talmidim who have passed through this yeshiva in the last years, and I kind of thought as a young Rebbe, you know, as time goes on, and year after year, Talmidim come and go, good Seder, you make a strong kasher, and guys go on, and okay, next year. And I find that to be, on a personal level, not true at all. So I miss the guys very, very much. Remember the special relationship that we had, and I think that's true for all the Rebbeim here. It's something that we cherish and value, even after the guys are gone. But what gave me a little bit of a chizuk is that what I'm speaking about today is actually based on something that I had learned with one of the Shana Bet boys, Zev Marcus. We had a chavrusa in Pnine Halacha on Kibud Avayim. So it made me feel a little bit better because in many ways the relationship continues specifically through Talmud Torah. In last week's Parsha, there's a phenomena that really appears quite a bit, really throughout all of Chumash, but especially in the beginning of Shmos. Vayera el Avraham el Yitzchak vel Yaakov bekel Shakai, ushmi Hashem lo nadati lahem. So the Parsha begins with a connection back to the Avos. And then a few psukim later, Vayavesi Yitzchem el Haaretz asher nasasi es yadi lases osa, l'Avraham l'Yitzchak l'Yaakov, v'nasati osa lachem v'rashani Hashem. If you're looking in the beginning of Sefer Shmos, again and again, there's a stress on the connection of Klal Yisrael and the promise of Geula of Eretz Yisrael specifically to the Avos. So in Sefer Pnine Halacha that I learned with Zev Marcus, he points out a fascinating principle. That there are two mitzvahs that we have that create context to our whole life. One in terms of the past, and one in terms of the future. In terms of the past, there's a mitzvah of kibud av va'em, respecting our parents. The mitzvah of kibud av va'em teaches us that our life has not begun from when we were born. We're connected to something much greater. A glorious past, a connection to our avos. We're not just a speck in human history, but we're tied back to a Masorah. I hope by now all of you have seen or heard the beautiful piece from Rav Soloveitchik on Masorah. For those who have not, Rav Soloveitchik was invited to speak, I believe, at a Pidyon HaBen of a Talmid whose father was a Talmid, whose the grandfather of the father had written to Rav Soloveitchik to take care of his grandson. So Rav Soloveitchik went back several generations in terms of this family. And Rav Soloveitchik, you really have to see it inside, because the way that the Rav could say it, no one else could say it. Rav Soloveitchik talks about the fact that when he would walk into a room to teach young men who are 18, 19, 20, 21, he was already not so young, how at first glance that there was a chasm, a gap between the European Rav Soloveitchik and the American boys who were sitting in front of him. But as the conversation began that involved psukim, tanoim, amoroim, rishonim, achronim, And ultimately the Talmidim and the Rebbe in that particular room, there was a symphony and a harmony that existed. Thousands of years of Masorah was brought into a room to create this intergenerational conversation. Our lives have not begun 18 years ago, or 30 years ago, or 40 years ago. We're connected to a past. The Sridi H discussed the halacha that all of you, I believe, already have learned in Maseches Brachos, or you will learn. There's the halacha of being masmich geula letfila. You have to say Gal Yisrael and begin Shmon Esrei right away. Says the Sridi H, do you know why? Because tefillah is all about the future. Things that we want. Those elements that we aspire to. What's Geula? It's talking about Geulas Mitzrayim. Says the Sridi H, the future of the Jewish people is built by the juxtaposition to the past. Of course we aspire to what will be. But that must have deep roots in what was. Sha'al avicha ve'agedcha. We're asking, we're looking towards the past to build our future. Those of you who are learning the Ramban know that he calls Sefer Shmos Sefer Agula, the Book of Redemption. But before Sefer Geula, there's Sefer Bereishis, which Ramban refers to as a Sefer Yetzirah. That is the Book of Creation, the Book of Havos. Sefer Geula can only exist when it follows a Sefer Yetzirah. The lesson of the mitzvah of Kibud Avayim is that our lives are a continuum of many generations of Masorah. The great English Jewish statesman Disraeli was once in the House of Commons, and he was called by another politician a dirty Jew. And Disraeli responded in the following way: when your forefathers were savages in an unknown island, my forefathers were priests in Solomon's temple. We have to appreciate where we're coming from. That is the mitzvah of Kibud Avayim. A number of years ago, in this very auditorium, there was a simcha. It was a bris milah of one of Rabbi Orblavsky's sons. I remember which one, but this was a long time ago. Maybe his oldest son, maybe his second son, I don't remember. And he, Orblavsky has a Rebbe, a very special Rebbe, by the name of Rav Stav. And Rav Stav stood right over here, and he mentioned a very beautiful idea that I'd like to share with you today. In this week's Parsha, the Pasuk says, Vayaki yomru alechem bneichem ma havodah hazos lachem. This may be familiar to you. Well, hopefully it will be familiar to you this week. You may have remembered from the Haggadah. The children will say, what is Havodah for you? Vamartam Zevach Pesach Hu LaHashem, Asher Pasach Al Batei Yisrael, B'Mitzrayim, and so on and so forth. And the Pasuk ends, Vayikod Ha'am V'Yishtachavu. When the nations heard this, when Klal Yisrael heard this promise, they bowed down. Says Rashi, why did they bow down? Vayikod Ha'am Al Basorad Ha'Gula, because they were informed that the Gula will take place. Ubiyas ha'aretz, and the fact they'll be brought into Eretz Yisrael. Ubesored habanim shiyu lahem, and the fact that they're going to have children. They were so grateful for these three pieces of information. Geula, Eretz Yisrael, and children, that they bowed down. The question here is, okay, Beseder, the fact they're told about Geula, that's a chiddush. It's a chiddush. The fact they're going to be brought into Eretz Yisrael, that's a chiddush. The fact that they're going to have kids, okay. What's a big chiddush here? And Rav Stav answered in the following way. The chiddush was not just that they were going to have biological progeny. That's not a chiddush. The chiddush was that they were able to raise their children based on their own values. And Rav Stav quoted a svarna in this week's parsha on the pasuk Achodesh Hazeh Lachem. This month is for you, says the svarna. Before you were slaves, and the time that you had was not yours; it didn't belong to you. You know, there's a concept of an eved ivri. We're going to learn about this. We're going to explain it in a few more weeks. And an eved ivri who refuses to go free, there's a particular punishment for him that is very unique. And that is, we take his ear and we nail his ear to the doorpost. And Chazal say the reason for that is that the ear that did not hear the mitzvah, the injunction, avodai hem, v'lavodai lavodim, you're slaves to me, you're not slaves to anyone else, that ear should be pierced. Rav Tzadok HaKohen asks, why don't we say this for any other Aveira? The ear that didn't listen about Shabbos or Kashrus or any other Aveira should be pierced. And Rav Tzadok gives an amazing answer. You guys are walking past the bulletin board right outside the Beis Medrash. And outside of that bulletin board, it has a list of different activities that you have an option of doing. I would imagine you guys stop and you look. Do you know why you stop and you look? Because you're free and you have a choice that if you see something that interests you, you're able to do it. Free men have opportunities. They control their own destiny. Slaves do not. A slave would not pass by this board and look at it. Do you know why? Because he has no freedom. Even if he sees something that interests him, he can't do it. Because his master's going to say, 9:30, you're waiting for me. Because I have work for you to do. Says Rav Tzadok HaKohen, the reason why we pierce the ear of a slave is because he chooses to make himself deaf. Because he lost his freedom. Free people can hear. Because free people can choose. Says the Sforna, Chodesh Hazeh Lachem means the time belongs to you. You can choose how to use your own time. You can chart your own destiny. And part of that freedom, and part of that responsibility, is not only for yourself, but because you can also chart the course for your children. If Kibbutz Av Ve'Em provides us with a framework for the past, the mitzvah of Pruervu, of teaching Torah, the mitzvah of Chinuch, adds a dimension of the future. So we find ourselves between these two mitzvahs. One Kibbutz Av Ve'Em and one the mitzvah of Pruervu. And these two mitzvahs teach us that we're not a speck. That our lives did not begin with us. And it did not end with us. We have a past. And we have a future. We are makablim. And we are mashpiyim. We receive from thousands of years ago. And we pass down thousands of years from now. There's a chazal that say that if the Jewish people would keep two Shabbosos kehilchosan, two Shabbosos, miyad had nigolim, immediately Gula would come, Mashiach would come, the Jews would keep just two Shabbosos. When I was a little kid, I always thought of cool ways to do things, all kinds of different inventions. So I actually sat, maybe I was about 6 or 7 years old, I said, you know, it's that easy? You know, bringing Geula Tshuva, Tshuva is hard, but if I can get all the Jews to just keep two Shabbosos, I was thinking of all these gimmicks of how I can get every Jew in the world to keep two Shabbosos. So at some point I realized it's kind of impossible. You think about it. Every Jew to keep Shnei Shabbos Kehilchasan. I don't know if I keep Shabbos Kehilchasan, but forget that. But every single Jew to keep Shabbos, it's tough. Many years later, I saw an amazing pshat in the Eish Kodesh on this Chazal. He says, do you know which two Shabbos are Chazal referring to? We know that Shabbos is the result of the week. If you prepare for Shabbos, Chazal tell us, you'll be able to eat on Shabbos. If you prepare chol on Friday, you'll have chol. If you don't prepare chol, there's nothing to eat. In a more spiritual sense, if you come into Shabbos exhausted, spiritually depleted, what are you going to do on Shabbos? You're going to sleep. You're going to nap. That's all Shabbos is going to be for you. But if you prepare properly on Shabbos, then Shabbos is going to be inspirational and uplifting. Shabbos is a result of the week. Shabbos receives for the rest of the week. That's Shabbos number one. Shabbos number two is that Shabbos is mashpia on the rest of the week. If you have an amazing Shabbos, try this. I guarantee you will feel the difference. If you will have an amazing Shabbos, then your Sunday and your Monday and your Tuesday will be different. By the way, that's why in Halacha and in Judaism, we don't have the word Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. It's only Yom Rishon LeShabbos, Yom Sheni LeShabbos, Yom Shlishi LeShabbos. Teaching us this double lesson. Shabbos is a product of the week, but then it is mashpia on the rest of the week. Says the Eish Kodesh. The Yisod of Chazal here is, in order for a Jew to reach Geula, there are two stages, gentlemen. Number one is to be makabel from the past. And number two is to be mashpia towards the future. Just like Shabbos receives for the preceding days and gives over to the future days, so to every single Jew and every single person in this room must be a makabel and must be a mashpia. In Sefer Kabbalah, it says that the difference between good and evil often will come back to whether you see the big picture, which will lead you to good, or you focus in on the moment, on the immediate, which will lead you to evil. Chazal tells us in Masechet Sota, Yosef is being tempted by Eshes Potiphar, and if you really think about that story, the temptation, he's a slave, he's helpless. This beautiful woman who's obsessed with him, day in and day out, she tempts him. There's no way for him to go. He's completely at her mercy. There's not much of a reason for him to say no. Everything points in one direction. And he struggles day in and day out. And one day he says, I can't. I'm a kid. I was sold into slavery. What's wanted of me? He decided to give in. And moments before he does, Chazal tell us he sees a vision in the window. It's a vision of his father. And his father says, the decision is now. What are you going to do? You want to be Yosef HaTzadik? You going to be Yosef or one of the Shvatim? Or not? That's your decision. Whenever I read that Chazal, I always wondered, why did the vision have to come at the window? Why couldn't it come at the table or at the door? What was special about the window? And I think the answer is the following. You and I are right now in this room, and it seems to us that the world is just here. There's nothing else. Just this room. But if we come up to the window, look outside, there's a huge world out there. Much, much bigger than this room. This room is just a tiny speck of this huge world. The reason why Yaakov appeared to Yosef from the window is to teach him, I know that right now, your passions tell you that the only thing that exists is this beautiful woman. But Yosef, think bigger. This moment is just a moment of your life. And this pleasure is just a moment of your life. Do you want to forego this glorious legacy of Yosef HaTzadik for a moment of pleasure that will be gone? It's your choice. Look outside. Don't just look at the moment. Chazal tell us that person only commits avera if nifnas baruach shtos. It's a temporary insanity because the person forgets that there's a future. Gentlemen, this year is an important year of your life. A very important year of your life. And one of the most fundamental things that you should walk away with are these bookends, represented by the mitzvah of Kibud Avayim and the mitzvah of Kruvu. Your life didn't start 18 years ago and will not end after Me'aveh Esri. Your life started thousands of years ago. And you are part of a glorious tradition. And even after you and I are gone, you have the opportunity to leave behind an incredible legacy. A legacy of Klal Yisrael, of Torah, of mitzvahs, of kedusha, of aspiration. That is the choice that you have. And you are a free man. And you get to chart your own destiny. Will you choose the moment, which is sometimes guided by Rosh Shtos? Or will you look outside that window and see a bigger world with bigger opportunities? And I hope that every single decision that you will make this year, from now on, will be reflected by the microcosm of this thought. Thank you very much. Thank you.